News, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken. CJAD 800.
Nobody has said a word in 3.5 hours.
Do any black people live in Houston, or will it just be us?
What? Oh, how about Destiny's Child?
What was that?
Scarface.
Scarface, see?
Who are those people?
You need to study some hip-hop history.
8:42, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
That is Queen Latifah starring in something called End of the Road.
Yes, Dana Owens to you, Ken. Do you remember?
That's
that
right.
Was her name way back when?
Yeah.
You probably do. You probably had this as a trivia question way back when. Fascinating, I mean, story, Queen Latifah, because basically, as you know, she started off as a singer, rapper, way back when, in the 80s, yeah. And suddenly she has morphed into this action film TV star, which you would never have expected, but there you go. The End of the Road is the number one hit on Netflix at the moment, most watched show in Netflix. It's pretty predictable on a lot of levels, but again, a kind of thriller where she is the widowed mother of a couple of kids, and her husband just passed away, and they go on they're moving from L.A. to Arizona, and in the midst of all of this, they stumble onto some nefarious drug dealer, and someone gets killed in a motel room, and they hear, and money is exchanged, and money is taken, and in the midst of all of this, there's a sheriff played by, of all people, Beau Bridges, and he's kind of an aw shucks kind of guy, and a kid goes missing, one of her kids, and it just left to the wisdom and the brawn of Queen Latifah to settle this matter once and for all. But if you're looking for that kind of thrill, it's there. At the same time, she's like, the Equalizer is like unbelievable. Who would have ever thought that TV series, which is now running on, it's a reboot, of course, running on CBS, I mean, based on a Denzel Washington film from way back, and then there was a sequel to it as well, and she's kind of stepped into the shoes of Denzel and kicks major butt on this series as well. So,
wasn't the original TV series back in, what, the 80s or 90s?
80s, yeah.
A British actor, I think, played
right.
The Equalizer.
Yeah, and then Denzel took it into a movie, and then there was a sequel to that, and now all of a sudden I think it's into its third season.
Wow.
And she rules, this queen. She really does. She's unbelievable. I don't think anybody would have ever predicted this way back when she started off as a singer-rapper and did quite well at that, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
You know? So it's an incredible...
My first exposure to her, her acting career, was in a movie called Living Out Loud, where she was in it with Holly Hunter and Danny DeVito. Late 90s, I think. She was terrific. She played a lounge singer who was in...
Which would have been more with... You would have expected her. She was in Montreal making movies, I remember, way back when as well. Yeah, interesting. She was on Colbert the other night and kind of downplaying her success, as it were, but clearly at the top of her game.
Queen Latifah, by the way, End of the Road, is that a one-off or is it a series?
No, it is a one-off film.
Oh, one-off film, okay.
So you can digest it in all of an hour and a half.
On Netflix?
In Netflix.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we are going to head back to September of 1972. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Look, I know how tough it is for you to say goodbye, so I'll say it. Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. But just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you meant to me. I'll never be able to shake you. Whenever I see a big pair of feet or a cheesy mustache, I'll think of you.
Whenever I smell month-old socks, I'll think of you.
And the next time somebody nails my shoe to the floor.
I can't imagine what this place would have been like if I hadn't found you here.
Hawkeye and BJ saying goodbye on the MASH finale. That's actually from 1983. But Bill, September 17th, 1972, 50 years ago this weekend, MASH premiered.
And you know that finale episode at one point was the most watched ever TV show up until 2010. It remains both the most watched finale of any television series and the most watched episode of a scripted series, which is really saying something. I mean, considering what there is, you know, what's out there today. But
what's the line I read yesterday, Bill? It says the most watched TV event not involving a kickoff.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. And Alan Alda still going strong. He was interviewed the other day on CBS, and wow, very like a fascinating character. I mean, some of those characters were memorable. You know, Jamie Farr playing Klinger, Gary Berghoff as the Radar, one of my favorite characters, McLean Stevenson as the head of the bunch,
Loretta Swit. Yeah,
yeah. No, it's and you know, I was checking to see if you could still watch it. It's available on Hulu. Ooh, I don't know who gets Hulu, but if you can purchase it, episodes therein on iTunes and Amazon. So if you're looking for, I mean, it's still one of the best scripted. Larry Gelbart,
yes,
the people involved in putting this together, were some of the best writers in the business way back when, were some of the best actors in the business way back then. So if
and really the first two, they coined the term dramedy. Because they weren't afraid to sort of go off script and do some serious stuff, like when Henry Blake's character was shot down.
Exactly. And for those who are not aware, of course, this is set in a medical unit during the Korean War, and with a bunch of doctors and orderlies and nurses who weren't exactly the most reverential and enjoyed themselves when they could with a few cocktails and very dark humor. But you're right. I mean, it was a dramedy, and it certainly changed the tone of American TV. I mean, then you had, like, All in the Family and the like coming in after that, which really, you know, at one point in time, it was all, like, Leave it to Beaver and Father Knows Best, and then all of a sudden you got this kind of television, which was brought it into a whole other direction.
Do you remember watching the finale?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah. I think it was almost...
Were your house, like, celebrating with martinis?
It was I was still a teenager, but
I wasn't a teenager.
Sorry, in 72 I was. In 83. I was a Friday night though, and I remember watching. It was very sad, and that final scene from the aerial shot where he spelled out goodbye with the rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. So well done.
Yes.
So well done. All right. It's 8:48. Let's move on. A little bit of funny stuff here. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I live in Los Angeles, and near the airport, there is a hotel called Extended Stay America. Extended Stay. I don't want to stay at a hotel that advertises that things have not gone well for me. Oh, I'm staying at the All My Job Prospects Fell Through, and I don't have enough money to get back to Kentucky Suites.
Andy Kindler doing some stand-up. He had some news this week, didn't he?
Yes, great news. I mean, in fact, Andy Kindler is a fabulous writer. Anybody's gone to the Comedy Festival year in, year out, he does a state of the industry, as it were, and does not pull his punches, takes shots at everybody. And lo and behold, we've been hearing stories about how the cast and crew Saturday Night Live is being, you know, reduced, decimated, whatever. Anyway, he's just been signed on as a writer, which means there are going to be some incredibly irreverent moments on the show because, like I say, he takes his shots. But what's interesting, he put out a tweet to the extent, like, as, you know, hope for old white guys. I mean, because basically this is not who, like, they're looking to hire anymore. I mean, this guy's a veteran and been around for a long, long time. But good news. He used to be on Letterman frequently way back when, and, you know, you don't hear his voice quite as much, but he'll be out there kicking, and that's great news.
All right. I think we're a couple of weeks away from the season premiere of SNL. It's 8:49. A couple little notes here. Bill, we told our listeners about this a few weeks ago, and the Ken Burns Holocaust series starts tonight.
Yeah, three-part series starts tonight at 8 o'clock. It's called U.S. and the Holocaust. It's basically, what the U.S. did during the Holocaust, or in fact, what they didn't do, what the country didn't do during the Holocaust. And from Ken Burns, you can expect the absolute best. It will be 6 hours over the next three nights. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, in light of the Emmys, I was checking out to see how many Emmys he'd won. Considering his body of work, you would probably expect that he's got like a mantleful, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, got two for the Civil War and baseball back in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, but isn't that shocking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was stunned. Anyway, he's been nominated. He doesn't even get nominations, actually, of late. So it goes to show you it's, one of the most respected documentarians in the business. Certainly done some of the best TV anybody's ever seen. And we will have to keep trumpeting his work.
Yeah, Ken brings that. So that's tonight, your Sunday night. If you want to circle that in your TV guide, 8 o'clock start. I think you mentioned, right?
Yes, yes, sir. On PBS.
Bill, I think let's end with a local plug because I've been seeing the previews and the commercials on CTV. Transplant shot here in Montreal.
Yes.
Season 3, I guess, begins. They moved it to Friday nights now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. I don't know if that's going to be the best place for it, but nonetheless, yes. Shot in beautiful downtown LaSalle, although, you know, interestingly enough, it plays Toronto.
Yeah, set in Toronto.
The series,
yeah.
Which is hard to figure, but yeah, looking forward to that.
Transplant. Bill, there's a rumor going around the building here. I don't know if I should share this with you, but that you show up in season 3.
Yeah.
And you're brought in as a patient who suffers an unusual pickleball accident. And it's a 3-episode arc. Are any of these stories true, Bill?
Not
sure. All right. Playing it close to the vest. We understand. Bill, always a pleasure. Enjoy the week.
You too.
Bill Brownstein from the Gazette at 8:52. How about those celebrations? They're coming up next, so let me know on the text line if you want to send a shout-out to someone with a birthday, anniversary, wedding, engagement. Let us know at 514-800.